Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of small business acquisitions. Buckle up, folks.
Ooh, intriguing. What's the hot ticket item in the small business market these days?
Well, according to a Forbes article by Brandon Koch-Coden, fitness is king. Think gyms, yoga studios, the whole shebang. Apparently, price-to-revenue multiples for these businesses jumped a whopping 18% in 2024.
Wow, 18%, that's impressive. So what's driving this fitness frenzy? Is everyone suddenly obsessed with getting ripped?
Well, the article points to a few factors. First, there's this Make America Healthy Again movement, spearheaded by none other than Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's now Secretary of Health and Human Services under President Trump. Imagine that.
Kennedy and Trump? Now that's a power duo I never saw coming.
Right? And on top of that, you've got the rise of weight loss drugs like Ozempic, changing eating habits and making it easier for people to be more active. Plus, a lot of fitness clubs shut down during COVID, so demand is up, supply is down, perfect storm for investment, right?
It does seem like a smart move, but, you know, fitness trends are notoriously fickle. Remember Taibo or those vibrating belt things?
Ha! Good point. The article actually mentions that. Spin and CrossFit have seen declining participation recently, so who knows how long this fitness boom will last.
So what are some other promising small businesses to invest in if you're not into dumbbells and treadmills?
Well, daycare centers are another hot commodity, apparently. Increased demand thanks to the return to in-office work and reduced supply because of COVID closures.
Makes sense. And convenience stores.
They're always a solid bet. But stricter immigration policies might make them even more appealing, offering a potential legal pathway into the country for some buyers.
Interesting. So any businesses to avoid?
Ice cream shops seem to be struggling. Rising food costs, staffing challenges, not a sweet deal at all.
Ah, too bad. I love ice cream. What about hair salons?
The chair rental model is making traditional salon ownership less attractive, it seems.
So to wrap up, gyms and daycares are in, ice cream and hair salons are out. Got it.
Exactly. But remember, this is just based on one report, and things can change quickly in the small business world. Always do your due diligence. Thanks for joining us today on Nutty's Show. See you next time.
Goodbye.